Station 11. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Let us pray. In awe and gratitude we stand before the mystery of the cross. Here we know that God loved the world so much that he gave his Son to this kind of suffering and this kind of death. That Jesus accepted this suffering and death out of love for us, so that we may share his risen life. We acclaim Jesus as the Christ, fountain of our salvation and healing. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
We pray for those who would destroy that which is good, that which is sacred, beautiful, and true. For every attempt to suppress the truth and good news of Christ crucified, and for all who are persecutors of Christ's church and God's children, Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
We pray for ourselves, whenever we are called to account for our faith, that we may understand and incorporate into our lives the way of the cross by refusing to return evil with evil. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
O Savior of the world, who by your cross and precious death has redeemed us.
Save us and help us, we humbly beseech you, O Lord. I've nailed many criminals to the cross. At first I found it sickening, those nails through the flesh, the sinew, the bone. Sometimes I lay awake at nights wondering at what I was doing, but it's all in a day's work now. Forgive us, Lord, for we do not know what it is that we do. At first, I thought of these criminals as people with feelings like me. But the job began to get me down, so now I think they're only criminals. They don't suffer in the same way, not like real people, not like you and me. Forgive us, Lord, for we do not know what it is that we do. Take the hands of this criminal, Jesus. What good have they ever done? And his feet, they look well traveled, a friendless vagrant without a home. We don't need a man like Jesus. Dying's the best thing he's ever done. Forgive us, Lord, for we do not know what it is that we do.